Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little land yap too. Today, it's time to talk the NFL draft. Let's play Deal or No Deal. Finally, a normal sports day is coming to us this week. On Thursday night, round one of the NFL draft will take place. Rounds two and three are scheduled on Friday, and while rounds four, five, and six will wrap things up on Saturday. Sure, there won't be a big crowd on hand to applaud, and for you New York Giants fans, the chance to boo their choice too in person. I'm going to miss a little of that, aren't you? However, this is basically the NFL's version of going to the grocery store to select one or more items from various sections to complete their team. Some of the NFL's best teams in the last few years, like New England, New Orleans, and lately San Francisco, have been known to trade down for more late-round hamburger-type picks rather than going up for a first-round steak. The best NFL teams always seem to know what they are shopping for at the NFL draft supermarket and are ready to make a deal to the perennial losers. Some NFL teams head to the annual draft with lofty aspirations and then a few years later learn that their shopping skills were just plain terrible. Let's take the number one pick in this year's NFL draft. The Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock, and they were 2-14 last season. The entire football world expects the Bengals to select LSU quarterback and native of Ohio, Joe Burrow, with the first pick. However, Cincinnati's track record for building their team with first-round talent has been a bust. Go to SwampSwami.com and check out the list of the last 10 picks in the first round for the Cincinnati Bengals, and you'll know why. Other than the oft-injured wide receiver A.J. Green, there aren't many names that you'll recognize on this list. Most of the past 10 top draft picks by Cincinnati have not developed into all-star talent. Though most of that blame is simply making bad decisions on draft day, blame can also be attributed to a coaching staff which is unable to develop the player's skills and the athlete himself for failing to work hard enough to improve his performance and eliminate deficiencies. Given that a franchise like Cincinnati needs a lot of help to become a playoff contender, would it make sense for them to trade this year's number one overall pick and accumulate more high-round draft picks to fill the holes? Many questions like this abound as the NFL draft approaches on Thursday. So let's play NFL Draft Deal or No Deal and examine a few situations. Question number one. If Miami offers Cincinnati all of their first-round draft picks at number 5, number 19 from Pittsburgh, and number 26 from Houston in exchange for Cincinnati's overall number 1 pick, should the Bengals take the deal? Well, first, let's take an evaluation. Given that the Bengals' needs to get a roster full of more talented players is significant, this would appear to be a very good deal for the Bengals. At the number 5 spot, the Bengals could grab one of the remaining top quarterbacks, likely to be Oregon's Justin Herbert or Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa, and then add two additional talented players with the other two first-round selections. On the other hand, we're talking about a team in Cincinnati which has bungled the majority of its first-round draft picks for the past 10 years. The probabilities favor Cincinnati of making more poor decisions with at least two of those three first-round draft picks. So Swamp Swami says, no deal. Cincinnati should keep the first pick in the draft, pick Joe Burrow, and then make better selections with their top picks in rounds 2-7. The hopeful Bengal fans will then buy more season tickets to see if Ohio's Joe Burrow turns out to be the savior of their franchise. This franchise needs both talent and hope right now. Question number two. Should Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa be picked by one of the top 10 teams during the first round of the NFL draft? Now to me, this seems pretty simple. Tua had a hip injury, which is very rare, but it is one that could quickly end his professional career if another injury like it were to occur. It makes the most sense to me that Tua's best long-term chance for success would to be drafted by an NFL team with a more established quarterback on the roster already and give him a year or two to learn the NFL systems and, more importantly, to give his body a little bit more time to heal. Unfortunately, the media's unrelenting hype of Tua's talent which was not hurt by playing with other NFL-quality players while he was at Alabama, mind you, makes it highly likely, though, that he will be drafted as a quarterback savior early in this NFL draft by a team which desperately wants to win. So we predict that Cincinnati will select Joe Burrow. The next 9 picks in the first round of the NFL draft are Washington, Detroit, the New York Giants, Miami, the LA Chargers, Carolina, Arizona, Jacksonville, and Cleveland. Let's take a look at them. Washington, the New York Giants, Arizona, and Cleveland all have picked quarterbacks in the first round either last year or the year before. Miami, the Chargers, Carolina, and Jacksonville, which I believe, by the way, will be located in London soon, but we'll cover that in another story, could use a new starting quarterback. But based on my theory, Detroit has veteran Matthew Stafford on the roster and could be there to groom Tua to take over for him at quarterback in a few years. However, that would be a very gutsy pick for the Lions with the number 3 overall pick to select Tua when their team needs other players too. So Swamp Swami says, no deal. Like most of us SEC fans, we like Tua and his story, but it would be a mistake for any team other than Detroit to select him with one of the first 10 picks of this draft. That said, I fully expect that one of the NFL's perennial losers within the top 10 will indeed select Tua as their early first round pick. Question number 3. Will the New England Patriots make a rare deal and move up in the first round to select quarterback Jordan Love to replace the departed Tom Brady? Evaluation. Losing one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL will be tough for fans of the New England Patriots, though the media, as usual, is hyping the need for the Patriots to make a bold move now and draft the next Tom Brady this year. Remember that Tom Brady himself was a 6th-round pick. New England is set to pick at number 23 in the first round of the NFL draft. By that time, quarterbacks Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Tua Tagovailoa will be long gone. The consensus is that Utah State's quarterback Jordan Love might be the best available talent in the middle rounds of this year's draft. Love's statistics in college, though, with 20 touchdowns and 17 interceptions in last year's 2019 season, show that he is capable of making some terrific athletic plays, but he also made far too many mental mistakes with so many pass interceptions, too. Those stats don't reveal the Tom Brady kind of guy who might be able to excel in New England under a taskmaster coach like Bill Belichick. The Patriots seem to value intelligent and tough-minded players who are able to flawlessly execute their role on the team. The quarterback of that team, called New England, must be on the same mental page as their head coach. So Swamp Swami says, no deal. Jordan Love may be able to help some other NFL team in this draft, but I would be very surprised if New England opts to move up in the draft to pick him. I doubt that New England will select Love even if he is still available at the number 23 position due to his mistakes he's made in college. Well, regardless of how well my predictions play out, it's going to be fun to see the NFL draft on Thursday night. Even if your favorite team should make another head-scratching decision, at least for this year, maybe you can cut your team a little slack. I'm Swamp Swami, and we'll find out what happens this week